as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're
ready. Let's do it, man.
Kapalima.
You're listening to The Sessions at Midori House. I'm Andrew Muller. Our guests this week are Balake Sissoko and Vincent Segal. Both are accomplished performers in their own rights. Sissoko is among the most revered of Mali's current generation of kora players, while Segal's work as a solo celloist and as half of electronic duo Bum Cello has won him calls from collaborators including Elvis Costello, Cesaria Evora, and Black Alicious. Even so, both musicians acknowledge that they have found something special in a partnership with each other, which has now resulted in a long-awaited second album, Musique de Nuit. The pair played at Midori House, and Vincent fielded some questions.
Thank you.
Vincent, thank you very much for coming in. Your partnership with Balakay goes back some years now. I wanted to talk, first of all, about when you first got together and started recording together. How easy or difficult was it to get the cello and the kora to work together?
Performing and playing and enjoying together, it was so easy, but took time.
What was it that took the time? Was it just that the two instruments are from very different traditions?
No, it's more about how to know each other and the way Balakay is playing. And of course, the idea of the repertory very precise, because Balakay plays like very classical Mandingo music. But in the other hand, he had a specific language, his own language too. And we had to know each other for several years before even performing one concert, because Balakay is living in Mali, but every time he's performing in different countries, he has to pass by France for like sometimes 2 days or 3 days. Or so each time he was staying in Paris, we just played nighttime in my home. And then after we went to Mali, and to first concert we did in Africa was in Gabon, in Central Africa, Africa Central. And then after we spent times in Bamako, but just playing for ourselves, you know, without thinking about anything. And then after, when we knew each other way better, we start playing. And then after years of performing together, we know quite well each other.
This new album, is it correct that you recorded at least some of it on Balakay's roof in Bamako? Was it important to, I guess, to absorb the sounds of Bamako in behind those tracks?
Not really, but this is the way we play the best, I think, when we are at home. And in Bamako, there is not a studio where you have a nice room. Because, you know, like, usually the studios, they do it for, like, African rock music, mm-hmm. So it's not a room, it's more like doing like overdubs and stuff. Like the first album name was Chamber Music, and what we like is to play, perform together without any headphone, any stuff. So we don't need a lot of equipment. So I said, Balakay, the way we play in the street in front of your house is the best. Like midnight time, we have friends drinking tea around us, and that's the best way Balakay is playing. And even me, I feel very... Bamako is great because nighttime is like very nighttime.
I've only been to Bamako once. I can remember what a relief it is when the sun drops.
Exactly.
It all of a sudden becomes a much more relaxed city.
Exactly. And we can play because we are playing not really loud instruments, so everybody is listening, sleeping around, you know, and nobody is complaining or anything. And I like field recording myself in a lot of different kind of music, even classical. I like live performance.
And have you ever talked about whether or not you're learning anything from each other's instruments, where you've learned anything about the cello from working with a kora player, and whether Balakay's learned anything about the kora from working with a cellist?
I learn a lot from the kora, from Balakay's. I'm always trying to find new stuff with the instrument, a new way. So I'm learning from all the players I see and I like, but specifically Balakay, because we spend so much time together. And I don't know about the cello for him, because he already has a wonderful technique. But he found always new stuff, and he learned a lot from different kind of music, just because we play together, so he loves chords, he's really open mind. And in the same time, his language is already fixed very strongly from years of practicing.
Have you ever tried to swap instruments?
Never. Never. Because we know... That's what I like with him too. He's like, he's a kind of guy, we are playing each instrument 40 years or more than 40 years practicing, so we know what was the value of like time, and so I never touched this chord ever. Face à quatre.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. Today's guests were Balaké Sissoko and Vincent Segal. Their album Musique de Nuit is out now on No Format Records. This show was produced by Holly Fisher and mixed by Alex Funnel. Join us again at the same time next week when we'll have live music from the Icelandic duo Vok. But for the time being, I'm Andrew Muller. Thanks very much for listening.